Hello there, this is the Library Talker, also known as Library Lady. I'm Library Talker at Blogspot, librarytalker.blogspot.com, and I'm the Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. So today, I'm kind of only doing this one because I just finished the book and I need to make sure that I like keep posting regularly on my podcast, but this is... So I'm working in a library now, yay me. And I get to see all these cool covers and cool books. And so there's this little paperback one that came through called When Life Gives You Vampires by Gloria Duke. And I was like, yeah, sure. Let's try that one out. The cover looks cute. Let's go for it. I was so wrong. And in the beginning, I was just like, I'm going to push. And then I ended up skimming more and more as I went along. And there were some parts where I'm like, okay, look, this one needs a little bit, this chapter needs a little bit more, you know, not just every other line type of thing. Let me really look at this one and read it. But yeah. So, all right. Anyway, the story is basically, Lily is, a woman who's plus-sized, a little insecure about her body, goes out one night to party, wakes up the next morning and discovers she's a vampire, has no reflection, that kind of stuff. So, and like, you know, a real craving for blood. She doesn't initially remember how she got this way, but then after her first taste of blood, she remembers that she'd met this cute guy named Tristan, who was paying attention to her, and she got a little drunk, and he invited her back towards her home, not into her home, and he, you know, wanted to make out with her and gave her some googly eyes, and she was like, cool, make out, woohoo. And then the making out turned into him biting her neck, and she reacted badly. Well, I mean, you know, if someone starts biting you your neck and sucking your blood, you're going to react. And she reacts by biting his ear. And that tiny little drop of blood turns into an exchange of blood that turns her into a vampire. And oops, that was an accident, and he didn't mean to. And so through the course of the story, we discover that he wasn't supposed to make a vampire. He wasn't intending on making a vampire. He thought that she had given consent using his magical vampire influency powers. But for some reason, she's immune, which we never learn the reason for. We never learn why she's immune to that exactly. But okay, so she's immune to his influence. And so she didn't say no. She didn't give consent. And so, oops, now he's accidentally made a vampire. And the problem is that there's a vampire lord, master, whatever, of New York, where this is set, who has determined that you can't just make vampires. It causes problems. You have to regulate them. They have to have their name signed in a book. And because she was created without permission, then she and Tristan very likely need to die. And it turns out that Tristan and this guild master vampire Gideon person have a history. But again, I mean, there might be a hint of why she is kind of immune-ish, maybe, but not really. I don't know. It's very weird. And it's not very, there's not a lot of chemistry, and yet it's insta-love, but it's not insta-love, but it's insta, but it's not, but it's yes. And by the end of it, they've only known each other a week, but they're totally in love. Yeah, you know, the way it goes. So it's kind of stop and go-ish. It's, like I said, there's no chemistry, for any of the characters at all. And we also discover that vampire slayers are made when a vampire is made. So you make a new vampire, and a vampire slayer is automatically created, usually within the new vampire's social circle, usually someone who's a somewhat adversary. So a somewhat adversary in Lily's job has suddenly now buffed up, gigantic, super hot, literally, in like, you know, has a flaming sword and goes around, and he can kill vampires just by touching them with a tiny, tiny bit of flame. They go poof, which is okay. So yes, now she has to worry about sunlight. Now she doesn't have a reflection. Now she has much better vision. And how does she drink her blood? Well, her friend is a volunteer at the American Red Cross and can get her in and get her supplied with expired blood. You can't take the blood that's still fresh in the refrigerators because they track all of those, but once it's dumped for being, more than 30 days or 40 days old, poof, now we can go ahead and, take that bag. And of course she can also drink from Tristan. You can drink from a vampire, but it causes all kinds of tension and in sexual awareness and stuff like that. So it's kind of like, oh, really? Okay. I have issues. Yes, I have issues with the lack of chemistry. I also have issues with the fact that this is seems to be a body positivity book. Like, accept yourself, because once you're a vampire, you're permanently whatever you looked like when you died and became undead. So she is forever a little plump and forever, this, but she'll never be able to see herself in the mirror, so she can't. And so I don't know, in this world of selfies, can she take a picture of herself and see how she is? I have no idea. That's not discussed. Whatever. Little things like Tristan is 400 and something years old and used to be a driver, and so somehow that makes it so he can magically always find a parking space at the front of any building. What the heck? That doesn't. Okay. And then the constant use of the phrase obvi. And it gets more and more and more as you go along. In fact, obvi becomes more obvi the more the book moves. So it's like obvi, blah, 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 instead of obviously, or just skipping that phrase. Obvi, 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 obvi. All her self, narration, all her interior thoughts, anytime she's talking to someone, obvi. Oh my gosh. Do we really need that word there so many freaking times? I don't know. I don't think so. Also, let's see other things. Lily's parentage, we find out at the very end, and it's kind of like, really? Oh, okay, sure, whatever. Still doesn't make sense in the land of why Tristan couldn't influence her, but whatever. There is the fact that everybody's just like, oh, you're a vampire. Cool. Wait, what? Her bestie and her mom are like, eventually by the end of it, like, who cares? It's just, it's messy. It's a long-ish book. It's over 300 pages, and yet it still doesn't feel like there's enough detail and there's enough in there. It just doesn't feel full. It doesn't feel like quality. I mean, granted, it went straight to paperback. Can understand that. There are reasons for that, but oh my gosh, does it have to be this kind of like straight to paperback doesn't mean it has to be crud. And this isn't necessarily total crud, it's just heading in that general direction. So while the cover is cute and the title is cute and you're like, oh, that sounds cute, oh, there's nothing cute. It doesn't have any vim or vigor or joy in it. And it, again, the chemistry is just not there, and the it just, it feels odd. It feels like, and she does a ton of referencing to Buffy and Twilight, and yet it never seems to, I don't know. Is it fan fiction? Is it I love these, and so I want to try and make my own. Or is this an honest attempt at something separate from, and we'll just make sure we address the elephant in the room type of thing? So no, I'm on the fence on this one, and so it's a short review because I really don't have a whole heck of a lot to say about it. So, on a scale of 1 to 5, one being avoid traffic cones, police tape, just stay away from this. You're gonna waste your life, and you don't want to. And then 5 being this is the most amazing thing ever, 2 being eh, 3 being eh, and 4 being huh. This is an eh. This is a 2 out of 5. This is just. It's not great. It needs help. Again, just because it goes to paperback doesn't mean it has to be bad. Straight to paperback does not, you know, it shouldn't be a curse. There are some like straight to paperbacks, which are awesome. And there are some straight to DVDs, which are just awesome, or at least cultish fun. And this isn't it. So When Life Gives You Vampires by Gloria Duke, 2 out of 5. Again, this is Library Talker, also known as Library Lady, librarytalker.blogspot.com, and Library Lady on Podomatic, where this podcast is hosted. I'd love to hear from you. If you have quotes, comments, whatever, please let me know, and I hope you have a really great day.